Okay, next case, please.
Thank you. Next case is 11603 BPG Properties seeks a special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the height requirements, maximum square footage, side yard, and rear yard setbacks for a billboard, sections 115-80C, 115-210A3 and 6, 115-159.5B2, 3, and 159.5C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 1,000 feet north of John J. Williams Highway Route 24. The 911 address is 18756 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 90. Specifically, they're asking for a special use exception for the billboard, a 22-foot variance for the height, a 912-square-foot variance for the square footage of the sign, a 39.28-foot variance from a distance to a dwelling, a 47.61-foot variance for a distance to a dwelling, a 32.05-foot variance distance to a dwelling, a 48.5-foot variance for the side yard setback, and they're also asking to allow two signs per side. Staff has received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dale McAllister, 14 Willard Circle, Dover, Delaware.
Preston Dyer, 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. First of all, I apologize. I thought we sent a letter of support from Mr. Dyer's office. We have a neighbor next door, the Burger King, who Mr. Dyer drafted, had a meeting with the neighbor. Then Mr. Dyer drafted a letter because the neighbor asked him to, and then he signed it. So I'd like to give this and let you all take a second to read this.
Okay. Dave?
While she's passing that out, it'll really help you with the uniqueness of this property and the fact that this is the most minimal variance we can ask for with the support of our neighbor. And when you get this letter, you'll...
Okay.
While it's being passed out, I'll just summarize it. Basically, there's an existing billboard, which you can see in our photograph to the right of this one. And it's in bad shape, in bad repair. And Mr. Dyer went to Burger King gentleman, Frank, I'd butcher his last name, and asked him what he thought about repairing it. And the wood's rotten, it's warped, it's on a lot of telegraph poles. And Frank had a problem with it blocking his restaurant, even though it's back that far. And what his concern is that we raise it and keep it way back. The setback for the county for a variance or for any billboard or for the state is 25 feet. Part of the uniqueness of this property is because of our neighbor, we're asking for a 50 to 52 foot setback from the front property line, double what we normally ask for. He also asked that he doesn't know what's going to happen with this Burger King over the years and the years to come. He's concerned that if he has to develop the front of the Burger King, that if we put a structure at 25 feet, that it's going to block his Burger King in some way or what's done. And over the years, fast food establishments have put on playgrounds in the front and things like that. So at the request, the whole thing starts here with the existing structure is in very bad shape and in need of repair. It's a wooden structure. The poles are crooked. The board's warping. And the owner would like to improve not just the look of the property, but the safety of the property and go to the Unipol. The other variance is all the variants that are being asked for about the distance from the dwellings. Believe it or not, we're increasing the distance. The existing board is closer to the back property line, and the existing boards that are there now have the same side yard setback. So we are increasing the distance from the neighbors that we currently have. So we're not going to be changing the character of the neighborhood, and I apologize, I'm going out of order with this somewhat. But we're not going to be changing the character of the neighborhood. We currently have two wooden structures that are closer to our neighbors than what this is going to be. We're asking for the existing billboards that we currently have are 12 feet by 32 feet. We're asking our existing structures have a grand total of 348 square feet. The new structures are 378. So they're 6 square feet smaller. A typical billboard of a 10 by 30, if it was to be used here, wouldn't be as effective because we're not asking for a 25-foot setback like usual. We're asking for a 50. We're also asking for height variance so that we can keep it above the Burger King. And as you can see in this picture, this is the farthest away. And this is where he's be worried about the structure blocking it. Because the farther you get, it's even in your elevation. The next one will show you that we will, when you get close to his Burger King, there's no way we could ever block that parcel or the property here. As you can see in the second exhibit, you're viewing our neighboring property, our neighbor's property, and you're underneath the billboard and you're looking up. So the closer you get to the structure, the more you'll, granted, you'll be able to see his property. And in showing him these and explaining this to him, that's how we got his support of this property, of this project. And the reason why we're asking, why I feel that we're asking for the most minimal variance we can get so that we can make our neighbor's property visible. The hardship of the old billboard net falling apart was not created by the applicant, but it needs to be dealt with. And going to our neighbor, this is the best way we feel there is to deal with it. And this is the most minimal amount of variances we can ask for because we're definitely making the neighbor, from our neighbor's property, we're making it more. We're keeping the existing structure side yard setback, and we're well within the 25-foot setback of the state. And all these will meet all the state requirements, and we will obtain the necessary state permits from DLDOT before we start building the structure. Where the extent of variances are a lot, they're less than we are currently, by doing what we're doing, we're going to impact our neighbors less, and we're going to impact our neighbors to the south less. And that was the whole intent of all these. And other than that, if I had this property and was looking at it, I typically would tell you all that I'd want a 12 by 24 side by side at about 30 to 35 feet. But this property is just so unique with the neighbors and the way that's developed. And we've got to do something with the billboard to the south. We just got to. It's an eyesore. And this is much safer. This board will meet all the OSHA requirements. It'll have the tie-offs. It'll be vinyl ready. It'll be lit with LED lights. And the neighbor's requesting, I believe, approximately 24 feet, and that's where we are to the bottom of the structure. The catwalk's 22 feet. 6 inches because it's 30 inches, and they're aware of that as well. And we're only asking, the next thing is we're only asking for a 1 foot. Normally you have 2 or 3 feet between a billboard. The minimum we can make between the structures is 12 inches so that we can get it, the other wrap underneath of it. We need a distance between the two of them so we can differentiate between the two. And we have 1 foot between the structures, between these two faces.
All right, let me see here. Okay, we'll start. We'll see if there's any questions for you, Mr. Counselor, from you, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, I just want to make sure I understand. Is the current billboard is on the property that you're proposing to put the new billboard?
Yes, it's in this photograph. It's right here.
But is it on the same parcel?
Yes, sir.
It is, okay.
And it's in the same plane. We're replacing this one. This pole will basically...
So the one pole is here. Our pole is going to be
a foot or so closer to the road.
Okay. And you're proposing 348 square feet of signage. Is that correct?
Per face.
Per face.
No, right now there's 384. We're asking for 378.
Okay.
Six different?
Basically the same. We're replacing it like for like, pretty much, as close as we can get it to a size.
That's both sides? Both sides?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your testimony concerning the Burger King and the owner of the Burger King is just because he would be impacted the most?
Correct. If we built this closer to the road and lower, we'd be potentially blocking his visibility on Route 1, and he doesn't know what he's going to do with the property down the road. It's a Burger King now, but if we get this and this board stays for 20 or 25 years, you know, all I can tell you about fast food restaurants is the more, you know, they stay the same, but they change. They get a different look. I mean, who would tell you that you'd have to take a totally different scenario, but you got a Ford dealership. It's been there forever. Well, now they want you to tear the whole thing down and build a brand new one. Well, there's nothing wrong with the old one. Why? We don't like the look. Same way with McDonald's. They're tearing them down, building new ones. So Frank's really worried that he doesn't know what's coming. He wants to make sure that he has the highest and best use for his property. And we want to make sure the same. That's why we've met with him and asking for what we're asking for.
No further questions.
Mr. Rickard?
We've been in the business a long time, Mr. McAllister. You know, once we take that sign down, that it's a whole new ballgame, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's why we have to repair.
Start right from the ground up, and that's the reason you got to be here.
Mm-hmm. If we didn't get this, we'd have to repair what was there.
Right. So now to bring everything up to modern day, so to speak, signage, you're going to put it on a monopole?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Okay. Now, explain to me why you need a, now remember, we're all a new sign, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need two, billboards, okay?
We currently have two,
yes.
And we're trying to keep it two. That's why. We currently have two. We'd like to keep two. It makes the most sense for this property to have both of them. And if we don't get two and we keep what's there, I don't know a better way to say it, but if I try to repair what's there and make it look good,
sure, I can.
I'm still only
that.
Putting lipstick on a pig. I still got the same pig sitting there. So what we're worried about is we have two billboards now, and to lose the revenue, it might not be it might not work for the owner to build a new structure. He's going to keep the two structures, which that's a decision they have to make. That's why they chose this route. They'd rather keep two faces going south
mm-hmm.
than lose them. And right now we have two, and if we don't get two, we're losing one sign face going south, and the south read is the best read.
So it's a monetary issue also, then?
Yes, sir.
So it is a reason that you would have to, when you take that down, that original signs that are there, for safety reasons and all the reasons you've given, also it makes sense, you're saying, to raise it up because of Burger King, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also put it on a monopole. But cost-wise, you're saying you'd lose this revenue if you didn't put the double signs here.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
The financial hardship on the applicant would be
okay.
He only has one sign.
That's what I'm looking for.
Not two. The financial hardship is he's going to lose one sign. If he loses one sign, he might end up just going ahead and repairing it. The owners here, I don't think they've made that choice yet. If they didn't win this, if they're going to keep that or what they're going to do. It's a partnership, and the partnership, as far as I know, hasn't explored the option of if they don't get this, what the option would be.
I understood everything you said, Mr. McAllister, but I just needed you to clarify why you needed to, and you said it was a financial hardship.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That's all I need, Mr.
Mr. Werber?
I see the old signs. Were they rented out?
They were, but when we started doing this, we didn't want to have... What happens is when you buy a cover, the cover costs anywhere from $800 to $1,200. If we rented it now and somebody spent $800 to $1,200 on the cover, and then we get this variance, the covers are no good. And then they also lose rent because we're going to tear those down before we start building this one. So then they'd be out. So the decision was not to rent them this season because somebody would lose. They'd lose their cover. They'd lose their advertisement. And we don't need an upset customer.
Okay. So he has got these signs rented out already?
No, he hasn't, we haven't pre-rented these because we don't have this yet.
Okay.
And we didn't rent the existing structures because if we win this, we didn't want to disrupt somebody's advertising. So we put this project on hold until we either, and the chances of these structures renting are very good. I have somebody in mind right now who will take all four sides.
You've been in the business long enough in the area, you know the area well enough, you don't feel that there would be any problem.
Renting it?
Renting it.
I have a home builder who I spoke to today who's looking for structures down there, and I mentioned this one and they're all excited.
It's a prime site, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Won't be a problem. And
it is a prom site.
But the billboard sat empty for a long time. The billboard market's now coming back. And if you'll notice all the new billboards that are up, they're running pretty quick.
Well, I know what Mr. Workman's saying, because that area I have noticed also that there is a couple of blank, but they're the old ones. And the prime, from what I've seen, what you presented here, that's a prime location you're in that you're going to erect this sign if approved. Okay, that's
it. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay, if you leave that at 25 feet, you're saying, what effect does it have on the businesses there now if you just redid that?
If we redid the existing one?
What type of effect does it have on them? I didn't hear you explain it.
If we leave the one that's there now,
right.
It's a wooden pole structure. The wood's in bad shape. The poles aren't, but the wood's really warped, and some of the poles are bent, mm-hmm. and it's still going to be an ugly wooden pole structure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the effect. We're just trying to clean it up. Also, by asking for this variance, go ahead. Easy.
Excuse me. The conversation with the Burger King owner, it currently blocks the Burger King signage.
Okay.
So as you are looking, if you look through that billboard, the Burger King that is on the north side of the building is currently blocked.
It shows better than this other deck right there.
It shows a lot better.
It shows a lot better there. That's right.
So that's exactly the point. And the other, to Mr. Workman's question, there were calls, but for leasing the wooden structures, but it was denied to do an annual because the application was in. There was consideration to whether to do a short-term summer. I don't actually handle the billboards, but the decision of the partnership was to not go forward and renew on an annual basis. So there may be an intervening, I'm not aware if a lease has been signed just for the summertime or not. So I know that there were calls requesting that. And when I met with the Burger King owner, he was very, very concerned about, obviously, the if we were going to make a change, he said, please raise the billboards so that as cars are, and then we actually had Mr. McAllister do the signage and the pictures to be able to prove to him that the angle of the visibility would be such as to provide his face structure signage visibility.
Well, it certainly is commendable to get rid of the old billboards in Sussex County whenever possible, if it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
New structures. I have no other questions.
Okay, no further. Mr. Sharp.
Just one. Excuse me. You mentioned, I just want to make sure I'm clear. If this one were to be approved, you're planning on removing the existing one, is that correct?
Yes, sir, both of them.
There would not be two separate billboard structures on the property?
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions?
I do.
Okay.
I do see on the application, it says special use for billboard, and this is also a special use exception?
Yes, it's a special use exception with multiple variances.
So my question to the applicant would be, has the existing or will the future billboard have a substantially adverse effect on uses in neighboring adjacent properties?
No, it'll help it. It'll improve it.
Thank you.
Okay, again, any further questions? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has sufficiently explained the reasons behind the variances and approach the variances now. I would say I would approve the variances based on his testimony of how he's reduced the area from the different the buildings and things like this. And I believe it was, what was the, that slipped my mind, the variance for the square footage? Was there a variance? 378 square feet, is that correct?
378.
Okay, and the uniqueness is to enable the signage to not affect other businesses in the area, specifically the Burger King. The variance is necessary to believe to be a reasonable use of the property. And I don't believe the practical difficulty has been created by the applicant because the old sign and its old billboard is falling down, so testified, and is becoming a hazard. And the variance will not alter the central character of our neighborhood. It's all C1 in that area. And the request of variance is the minimum that we afford relief. So that covers the variances. I'd like to approve the variances, and also the special use exception will not adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and that was so stated by the applicant.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we, one, approve the special use and also the all requested variances. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,603 is approved.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go back.